At a projected $825 billion, the measure combines $550 billion in spending on a range of projects, aid for state and local governments, and $275 billion in tax cuts to create jobs and kick the economy out of its recession. Briefing reporters on Thursday, the House Appropriations Chairman, Democrat David Obie, emphasized that job creation is a key objective. Obie held up a chart from one economic expert who recently testified to Congress predicting a potential 12% unemployment rate if a stimulus plan is not passed.
We are losing jobs at a rate greater than 125,000 a week, and that is why speed is a necessity.
House committees will consider the measure next week with the goal of getting it to the House floor by the end of January, sending it on to the Senate. Obie and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi say the bill takes into account suggestions from President-elect Barack Obama, and Pelosi commented on job creation objectives.
We'll have immediate job creation, but that the job creation will continue so that we have stabilization of the economy.
Summaries of the legislation released by Democrats detail billions of dollars of investments in infrastructure projects, energy, technology, education, health programs, and other areas. Minority Republicans criticized the plan, calling Democratic spending proposals insufficient to stimulate the economy. John Boehner, the Republican minority leader, had this response.
It's clear that they're moving on this path along the flawed notion that we can borrow and spend our way back to prosperity.
Amid worsening jobless numbers and ongoing market volatility, President-elect Obama wants quick action on the stimulus package. He also pushed lawmakers to approve the release of the $350 billion second installment of the financial institution bailout. In a statement, Mr. Obama said he is pleased with the progress by House Democrats, adding that the legislation will contain strict and independent oversight so Americans can hold Washington accountable for how and where money is spent. A final vote in the House of Representatives on a measure imposing strict new conditions on how that financial bailout money is spent will now be taken next week. While it would be one of the largest measures ever considered by Congress, Congressman Obie said the economic stimulus package should not be described as what he called a grand spending scheme. At the same time, he warned that even the proposed $825 billion figure may be insufficient to stimulate an economy he describes as spiraling downward at a much faster rate than anybody thought possible. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.